It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Time now to hear from you, our listeners. Our recent conversation with Daniel Duane, who hunted endangered bighorn sheep in order to save them, raised the hackles of dozens of you. You may recall Mr. Duane is a writer and self-described environmentalist. The hunt he joined raised thousands of dollars for a conservation program that protects the wild sheep. Dana Franchito of South Wellesley, Massachusetts, listens to LOE on WCAI and takes issue with the idea of hunting in the name of conservation.
I think that's a lame rationalization. We do not have to kill to survive. Most people don't hunt to survive. And therefore, I feel it is unnecessary. And it's also a danger to hikers and other people who are enjoying the woods recreationally.
But just as many listeners supported author Daniel Duane's actions. Andrew Canoose hears us on KWOI in Atlantic, Iowa, where he's a lifelong hunter and a hunting safety instructor.
I want to give kudos and applaud the gentleman for opening his mind with regard to the hunting and the cycle of life with regard to prey animals that have been prey animals for 100,000 years. And one of my goals is to train and to teach suburban and urban youth that hunting isn't bad if it's done in the proper way and if respect is shown for the animals that the individual hunts.
Kudos, too, from listener Robert Perrin from Brantford, Connecticut. He enjoyed our special coverage of the New Orleans levee system and the coastal geology of the area. He writes, "After a year, I learned more from this show than from most of the coverage since Katrina." Well, thanks a lot, Robert. And finally, our report on oil industry profits and the oil company's ad campaigns casting doubt on global warming sent Grant Garber to his phone. He listens to us on WUNC in North Carolina.
For ExxonMobil to fund a conservative think tank that poo-poos the threat of global warming would be like R.J. Reynolds paying for public service announcements that tell people that the warnings about smoking cigarettes being hazardous for the health are alarmist propaganda.
It's been known to happen. Well, if you want to poo-poo, rah-rah, rant, or rave about something you hear on our program, give us a call. Our listener line is open 24/7. The number is 800-218-9988. That's 800-218-9988. Or write us at 20 Holland Street, Somerville, Massachusetts, 02144. Our email address is comments@loe.org. That's comments@loe.org. And stop by our webpage at livingonearth.org, where you can hear us anytime. That's livingonearth.org.